that which you have planned to do, you will do, Lord.
Amen.
As many that have come here with one question, with one issue, with one, whatever it is, we are believing in you tonight that they will receive an answer.
Yes.
We thank you for your son that you have brought at a time like this. We ask that tonight he will not speak from his own understanding,
yes,
but he will allow you to speak through him.
Amen.
King of glory, we thank you.
Thank you.
Blessed be your name, Lord. For in Jesus and unchangeable name, we have prayed.
Amen.
And we just jam those hands together, even as we have our seat in the presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Almighty God for tonight. And I strongly believe that by the time this service will be over, your life will never remain the same. I want you to know that the time that you have come to spend here tonight will not be a wasted time.
Amen.
Whether the devil likes it or not, you will testify.
Amen.
And I will testify.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Without taking much of our time, we want to thank God for the man of God who the Lord has brought at this particular period for a reason. And I know that that's what the Lord wants to do. He will do it through his son tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He's someone that I've known, should I say, all my years since we started primary school. He has been there and he has never left the faith. He has been carrying on the banner. And we thank God that today, the work that he's doing is a powerful one. He's the one in charge of the youth in Province 5. He's the one in charge of Abuja, you know, every area in that place for the youth. And the Lord is using him mightily. And I know tonight, God will use him even more than he himself can imagine in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So please, can we just put our hands together as I pray for the man of God, as we carry and take him. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Please, wherever you are, join me as we go before our God and King this evening, as we worship him with this song.
We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you
of that word, that every sorrow apportioned for today, none of it shall be apportioned.
Amen.
So, Father, wherever you find a believing amen tonight, oh Lord, make their joy full. Whosoever's amen can swallow up that of their neighbor, Lord, make their joy full. Area, Lord Almighty, that their joy is yet to be full. Before this month is over, my Father, my God, make their joy full. Yeah. We have gathered here this evening, O Lord, not to meet with the man of God, because the man of God is a nobody. Instead, we have come here to meet with the God of man, because the God of man is everything. And your word gives us an assurance that our expectation will not be cut short. So for every one of your children gathered here this evening, O Lord, expecting to receive from you, this very moment, Lord, meet them at the point of their need in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord Almighty, that by virtue of today's service, O Lord, in the lives of your children, Lord, let your name be glorified. By virtue of your word, O Lord, let your children be edified. And by virtue of their testimonies, Lord, let their enemies be horrified.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your holy name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus. Sorry. Now, it gives me great pleasure to stand before you this evening. I'm not worthy to stand before you because I happen to be the smallest boy in your midst. And as you know, with our tradition back home in Nigeria, whenever you want to send someone on an errand, you usually pick the smallest boy in the family or in the compound to send on that errand. That's why God has sent me on an errand of good news to just one individual here tonight.
Amen.
I don't know who that individual is, but God has sent me with a message of good news to you.
Amen.
That your era of failure has come to an end.
Amen.
Your era of success is beginning.
Amen.
If you don't believe it, don't say amen, but if you believe it's for you, let your amen be the loudest. Like your pastor said, we've known each other for decades. And over that period of time, God has continued to lift him higher. So please help me appreciate the grace of God upon the set man and set woman of God in the house. Let's appreciate God. Let's appreciate God for them. It is my prayer that God will continue to take you to higher grounds.
Amen.
On this journey to heaven, you will not fail.
Amen.
You will not fall.
Amen.
You will not falter.
Amen.
Adventure you do fall, you shall rise back up again.
Yeah.
When you rise back up again, you shall stand tall.
Yeah.
Amongst those who are standing tall, you will be outstanding.
Yeah.
Amongst those who are outstanding, you will be peculiar.
Yeah.
Amongst those who are peculiar, you will be chosen as a standard.
Yeah.
So shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. Please appreciate the grace of God upon your lives. And then congregation, I'm not leaving you out. Please appreciate God for yourselves. Amen.
Amen.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I shall be doing a little bit of teaching, a little bit of preaching, and some prophesying over our lives. And I stand here as a mouthpiece of the Most High God, and I decree over the life of somebody here. And you need to know that anytime a man of God says, I decree, the first thing that should come out of your mouth is, I receive. I decree over the life of every person here this night. Every era of poverty, it is coming to an end.
Amen.
Every era of stagnancy, it is coming to an end tonight.
Yes,
every era of failure is coming to an end tonight.
Yes,
if you believe it, let your amen be the loudest.
Yes,
open with me quickly to the book of Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I read from the New King James Version. It says, now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be your beginning of months.
Amen.
Oh, it's only for those who are quick
Amen.
Enough in the spirit.
Amen.
Let me help you out. I may not jump up and down tonight, But it doesn't mean that the word of God proceeding out of my mouth will return unto him void until it has accomplished that which it was sent to do. So please turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Say like you mean business. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
If you are slow in the spirit tonight, I will grab your miracles.
I will grab
your blessings. I will grab your breakthroughs. And add it to my own. So for the benefit of those who are still booting when I was reading, I will repeat it. This month shall be your beginning of months.
Yeah!
It shall be the first month of the year to you.
Yeah!
See, some of you who are smart, some of you who are intelligent are saying, Pastor, what are you on about? We're already in the fourth month of the year. How can this be the first month of the year for us? Well, according to the Gregorian calendar, yes, it is the fourth month. But according to divine calendar, this is your new year. Some of you don't understand it. That's why you are not claiming it. Which means that when you started 2018, all your dreams for this year, that it seems as if we are not coming to pass, I decree in the name of the Lord of hosts, starting from now, you will get a brand new beginning. Why was God making such a declaration when it was obviously not the first month of the year? He had observed that the children of Israel had been in bondage for 430 years. They had been crying, they had been weeping, they had been wailing. Many of them had been doing three jobs at the same time, yet they could not make ends meet. And he said, listen, I have heard your cries. And I am visiting you today, and I am making a declaration over your life that this month shall be the beginning of months for you.
Yeah!
When God's servant spoke to God's children, and he said, he made that statement, they were wondering, what do you mean, sir? Which is why the topic of this service, of this message, is titled, A New Era. A New Era.
Amen.
What does the word era stand for? The word era, according to the dictionary, is a period of time marked by distinctive events. A period of time marked by distinctive events. In our nation, Nigeria, for example, there was a time when we were under the colonial rule. That was the colonial era. And then we gained independence, we moved from the colonial era into the independence era. And then because everybody wanted to rule at the same time, we went from the independence era into the coup d'etat era. And those who lost power wanted power back, so we went from the coup d'etat era into the counter coup d'etat era. And then we discovered oil, and we went into the oil boom era. And then because everybody wanted the oil money for themselves, we went into the corruption era. And then a few years ago, we had a new government that came in and claimed that we were going into an anti-corruption era. But over the past few years, the era that is meant to be of anti-corruption is proving not to be what it is. So we are going into a brand new era as of next year.
Yeah!
Can I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice this evening? Every era of failure that has passed on from your grandfather, that passed on to your father, that passed on to you, this very night it shall come to an end. Take note, my brothers and sisters, that whenever God is getting ready to do something, he speaks about it. In the book of Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, full stop. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Holy Spirit hovered around it. And then by the time you get to verse 3, Bible says God spoke, and he said, let there be light, and there was light. Once God created the heavens and the earth, he left the earth to focus on heaven, to beautify heaven. That's why the Bible tells us in the book of Revelations chapter 21, I beg your pardon, that the streets of heaven are as pure as gold. But whilst he was busy beautifying heaven, Holy Spirit, the mother, was at home with the children. And as you know, God is a Nigerian, amen?
Amen.
His headquarters is in Nigeria, amen?
Amen.
I know that, yes, this is an extension, this is an embassy, but his headquarters is back home in Nigeria, and I dare say so. How do I say so? Because once he left home, NEPA took light. That's why darkness was upon the face of the deep. And because you know the children of God, you are Yankee Doodles, you are Gander children, you began to cry because you began to break out in sweat. You began to have heat rashes. So when God came back from the office, Holy Spirit, the mother, said, Daddy, you're welcome back home. When you left home, NEPA took light. There was no diesel for generator. And look at this, your Yankee Doodle children. They are not used to heat. They are not used to darkness. See that one already breaking out in rashes. God said, no shaking. Let there be light. And there was light. I stand here and I speak as a mouthpiece of the Most High God. Everywhere darkness has permeated in your destiny, today there shall be light. If you don't believe it's for you, don't say amen. But if you believe it's for you and your family, let your amen be the loudest. That's why God said in the book of Isaiah chapter 43 verses 18 to 19. Isaiah 43, 18 to 19. He said, behold, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old, for I am getting ready to do a new thing. He's getting ready to usher in a new era in somebody's life. Amen. Some of you are here sitting under the sound of my voice tonight. Your pastor may not know your condition, but God knows your condition. Amen. He knows that you're struggling to make ends meet. He knows that you're overdrawn over your overdrawn. He knows that you are struggling to pay your car note or your mortgage. He knows you're eating from hand to mouth. He has sent me here to you this evening to speak over your life that that era of struggling is coming to an end. He said, behold, I am getting ready to do anything. Shall you not do it? Shall you not know it? For I will even make a way in the wilderness, and I will put rivers in the desert. Which means that for somebody here, I don't know how dark your life may be. I don't know how dry your situation may be. But hear ye the word of the Lord tonight. Every form of desert in your life, in your home, in your family, God will begin to create rivers. Amen. So quickly, I want you to take note of 3 points. When you enter into a new era, how does it manifest in your life, you ask? Number one, when you enter into a new era in your life, you enter into what I call the emancipation era. You enter into your emancipation era. After God spoke in the book of Exodus chapter 12 verse 1, by the time you fast forward to that same Exodus chapter 12, from verses 29 to 34, Exodus chapter 12, 29 to 34, it says, that very night, at midnight, God visited the household of Pharaoh and of every Egyptian, keeping God's children in perpetual slavery. And after he had visited them that night, by the morning, Pharaoh woke up, sent for his servant, God's servant, and said, rise ye up and go ye forth. Why did he make those statements? Why didn't he just say, pack your bags and go? The moment he said, rise ye up, he was saying that we have been keeping you down for 430 years. You don't know who may have been keeping you down for all these years. Somebody who has been keeping you down in your family, somebody who has been keeping you down in your job, somebody who has been keeping you down in your finances. In the name of the Lord of hosts, tonight, whoever that person may be, God will visit them in their homes. When he said, rise ye up, he was simply allowing himself to be used by God to fulfill the scriptures. That you should arise and shine. For your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. When you enter into a new era in your life, you begin to rise. You begin to shine. And you begin to be glorified. Because glory is the opposite of shame. Can I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice tonight? Everywhere shame has followed you up until now. In the name of the Lord of hosts, glory shall take his place. Amen. He now said, go ye forth. Which means you couldn't make progress all these years. It is because we have been tying you down. Some of us are wondering what's going on with my life. The people I went to school with, I was more intelligent than they. I was more hardworking than they. How come they have bought many houses? How come they are doing so well? How come they have become multimillionaires and I'm still struggling with my $10 an hour job? It's because somewhere, somehow, some people have decided that your star will not shine. But tonight I have come here to speak over your destiny as a mouthpiece of the Most High God. Every evil cloud covering your star, stopping you from shining brightly, this very night it shall dissolve permanently. I see only two people got that. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Okay, about 10 people got it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Emancipation simply means jubilee. That's what it means. So after 430 years of laboring in vain, after 430 years of going around in circles, in one night they entered into a new era. Which means that by this time tomorrow, if the Lord is still on his throne, which he will still be, I speak as a mouthpiece of the Most High God over you. That situation that had followed you for years, it shall become a thing of the past. Please be seated. Once you have entered into your emancipation era, the number two era, the second stage, is what I call the prosperitation era. Now, some of you are saying, Pastor, we went to school. We've never seen the word prosperitation in the English dictionary. Well, I know it doesn't exist yet, but because of you and I, it will be introduced. Yeah. What does the word prosperitation mean to me? It means the prosperity of a nation. See, the Bible says you shall no longer be a borrower, you shall become a lender unto nations. So when you're talking of prosperitation, you're talking of somebody who's so rich, who's so wealthy, who is so blessed that they can begin to bless and be a blessing to nations. A few weeks ago, this wealthy man, Bill Gates, spoke concerning Nigeria that he is getting ready to pay some of the debt of Nigeria. That he is getting ready to introduce, or invest several billions of dollars into the Nigerian economy. That is becoming a blessing unto nations. This man goes to bed at night. Every night he goes to bed, he wakes up, is $5 million richer. He's not working for that money. He has retired for decades. Yet, he's still one of the richest men in the world. It is because he has entered into a prosperitation era. Can I pray for somebody here tonight? In the name of the Lord of hosts, because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, I decree to you tonight, enter into your prosperitation era. In Exodus chapter 12, that same Exodus chapter 12, when you read from verses 35 to 36, that same Exodus chapter 12 from verses 35 to 36, the Bible says, and the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed. They didn't ask, they didn't take out a loan. They borrowed. They didn't say, we will return it. They borrowed jewels of silver, of gold, and raiment. And they told the Egyptians, they said, listen, we are leaving because we have gotten our emancipation, but we are never coming back. However, all that we have worked for 430 years, please lend it to us. We're never coming back, but just loan it to us. Now they're wondering, you are not coming back? And you're asking me to loan you the money? And you are saying you are not going to return it, but you are still using the word, loan me the money. See, back home, in my language, they will simply say, have they said something to your head? What is wrong with you? Why would somebody come to you and say, give me a loan, I will never return it. I am leaving, I am never coming back. And you carry your hands and you give them the money. It's not their fault. It is because the scriptures was being fulfilled. The Bible says the heart of kings is in God's hands, and he can turn them in any direction he pleases. Can I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice tonight? Everybody holding on to your wealth, everybody holding on to your generational prosperity, in the name of the Lord of hosts, tonight they shall begin to release it. If you believe it is your passion, let your amen be the loudest. See, my wife did something not too long ago. She said, baby, I said, yes, darling. She said, can you lend me some money? I laughed. She said, why are you laughing? I said, since I've known you, every amount of money you've ever borrowed, you've never returned. She said, well, what belongs to my husband belongs to me. I said, yes, indeed. But when you say borrow me, I'm having the impression in my mind that at some point in time you will return. He said, well, for your mind, yes. But in my own mind, I know I'm not going to return it. So I'm God simply using the right words to get what I want out of your hands. Can I pray for somebody here? The right words that will get you what belongs to you out of the hands of those holding on to it. Tonight, God will begin to place it in your hands. After you've gone through the emancipation era and entered into your prosperitation era, there's one more era that will begin to manifest in your life, and that is the jubilation era. Amen. See, jubilation must follow jubilee. Jubilee is freedom. We have had the emancipation physically. We have had the emancipation financially. So jubilation must come. That's why in the book of Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 to 11. Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 to 11. After the children of God left captivity, the Bible says they began to sing, for the Lord had triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider had it thrown into the sea. And by the time you fast forward to verse 11, they broke out into another song. Who is like unto thee? Oh, who is like unto thee? Of joy will come out. Amen. Songs of victory will come out. Amen. Testimonies will come out. Amen. If you believe that the one God is speaking to, jump up, shake one leg and shout hallelujah. Please be seated. So now that you know that when you enter into a new era, you enter into your emancipation era. From the emancipation era, you move into the prosperitation era. From the prosperitation era, you move into the jubilation era. But you say, sir, surely there must be a turning point. Whenever the old era is coming to an end and a new era is about to begin, there must be a turning point. So you ask, what are those turning points? I'm glad you asked. Number one turning point, there can be a turning point in destiny. There can be a turning point in destiny. In the book of Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 to 28. Bible says this young man, Jacob, who many people may not know, but he was a Nigerian, because his name literally meant supplanter. And supplanter literally means 419, Yahoo Yahoo boy. And you know, Jacob was from, not only was he from Nigeria, he was from a particular part of Nigeria. And I'm not mentioning names. I'm not looking at anybody's direction. But una half an hour. He had swindled his brother of his birthright. He had swindled his father of his brother's blessings. He had gone to live with his uncle. His uncle had swindled him. And then in turn, he swindled his uncle. And he was running for his life. But he had an encounter on a night like tonight. And before the breaking of the day, God turned around his destiny and gave him a brand new name. God said, your name shall no longer be known as Jacob, it shall become Israel. Can I pray for somebody here tonight? Before the day breaks, the Most High God will give you a brand new name. I'm sure you know, as Americans, as citizens of America, as inhabitants of America, that there's only one nation that America respects and fears, and that is the nation of Israel. They may not say it publicly, but you ask those who are in power, they'll tell you that yes, we treat Russia anyhow, as big as Russia is. Even the UK, that was our colonial masters, we don't really pay much attention to them. But Israel, we don't joke with those people. Why? Because this is a covenant nation that emanated from a man. Do you know, seated before me are many nations?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Only a few people got that.
Amen.
Seated me before me tonight are many nations.
Amen.
Jacob never knew that he was a nation until there was a turning point in his destiny. Can I pray here under this anointing of the Most High God? And I speak over the life of somebody here. Nations of greatness will emanate from you. Maybe you don't understand the significance of that prayer. There are some people that their descendants are failures. Their descendants are disappointments. Their descendants are shameful. But when God turns around your destiny, you begin to bring forth a nation of power. You begin to bring forth a nation of prosperity. You begin to bring forth a nation of greatness. If you believe that is your passion, let your amen be the loudest. As your pastor was bringing me here tonight, we were looking, as I was looking out the window, I was seeing skyscrapers, big, massive buildings. And he said, sir, it will interest you to know that most of the owners of these people are Jews. They're children of Israel, descendants of Jacob. And they have built or bought and they own these things. They return back to Israel and they are simply collecting rent money on a monthly basis. And they are collecting rent money in the millions. These are the descendants of Jacob. I know some of you have come here and because of, you know, work and, you know, finances, etc., etc., that's why you relocated. Yet you cannot go back home because you have nothing to show. Men do think because you're in America, you are already picking dollars from the street, but they have no idea what you're going through over here. But God has sent me to your destiny tonight. And he has sent me to speak over that destiny, the word of life. Every destiny that has been derailed, in the name of the Lord of hosts, tonight, let there be a realignment.
Amen!
Amen!
Turning point number two. There can be a turning point in family. There can be a turning point in family. In Genesis chapter 17, verses 15 to 21. Genesis 17, 15 to 21. God spoke to Abraham. And before he became Abraham, his name was Abram. Abram meant father of a nation. That's the literal meaning of the word Abram. But when God elongated his name, God gave him Abraham, father of many nations. But before he became Abraham, he was Abram for many years, for decades. Why were they calling him father of a nation when he had no child? Hey, father of a nation, we are having naming ceremony. Please come and do the naming ceremony. He will go. Hey, we just had a baby at the hospital. He will go and commiserate with the families. Hey, our son just graduated. He will go for graduation ceremony of another person's son. Hey, our son just got married. He will go to the wedding. He will be the chairman of the day at the wedding. Yet he had no food, no fruit of his own. He had no seed of his own to show. For many years, he was felicitating with other people, but he had no day of his own joy until a day like today came. And God said, listen, not only will your name become Abraham, the wife, Lord, I will change her name and I will change the situation in your family. Your family will no longer be known as that barren family. See, many of us, when we talk about barrenness, we only attribute it to childbearing. No. Barrenness goes and cuts across all scope. Some of you have been sowing, but nothing is coming forth. Some of you have been working, you have nothing to show for it. Some of you have been investing. It is only when you invest that the market crashes. It is because you are going through a barren phase in your life. But tonight I have come with good news for you. I have come with bad news for your enemies. And tonight, in the name of the Lord of hosts, your barrenness will turn to fruitfulness. So God said, listen, according to this time of life, by this time next year, not only will your wife have a child, his name will be what? Isaac, which means laughter. And the wife laughed and said, ha, 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 at this my age, oh, yes. No matter how old you are, God can still do something about your life. Delay is no denial with God. And when God does it, he does it because he wants to show off through your life. Some of you are wondering, what does pastor mean? Whenever God shows up on your behalf, he's getting ready to show off through your life. Mm-hmm. You see, by design, you may be a basket. Your neighbor by design may be a bucket. And the late Dr. Miles Monroe of blessed memory said, if the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. You see, if water is poured into a basket, it's because that person does not know the purpose of a basket. A basket is not meant to hold water. A bucket is meant to hold water. But when God shows up on your behalf, and he says, yes, I know I designed you as a basket. I know I designed your neighbor as a bucket. But I am getting ready to embarrass the bucket. And I am getting ready to show off through the basket. So God will not pour water into that basket. And the basket will not leak. Can I pray for somebody here tonight? You may be a basket by design. But because God will show up on your behalf tonight, he will begin to put all your enemies to shame. If you believe God is speaking to you, let your amen be loud and clear. Now today, we all sing this song, Father Abraham has many sons. Why? Because there was a turning point in his family. Where else can there be a turning point? Number three, there can be a turning point in fortune. There can be a turning point in fortune. Two friends met not too long ago. One had become so wealthy, extremely wealthy, back home in Nigeria. He owns a mobile phone company, owns an oil company, owns a banking institution. And when he met his friend from primary school, he ran to greet that friend. He said, hey, oh boy, how far? The other friend, who was not successful in life, said, oh, not too far. Hey, how body? He said, oh boy, body day inside cloth. How you day? He said, I day like daily. You know, there are some people that when you meet them because they are depressed because of their situation, after a few moments, they begin to depress you. The rich friend said, listen, what is wrong with you, my friend? What's the matter? He said, I can see that life is not fair. Fingers are not equal. When we were at school, I was more intelligent than you were. I was always number one. You were always number 35 out of number 40 students in class. How I see your life today, you have become a success. How, what is it that you have done that I haven't done? You don't have two heads. So the rich friend said, okay, I know what to do. Do you have a bank account? The poor friend laughed and said, for me to have a bank account, I must have money to put in the account. He said, no problem. On Monday morning, go into any one of my branches, open an account and send me your account details. So the poor friend did as he was instructed. On Monday morning, opened the account, sent the details to his rich friend. The rich friend picked up his phone and called the bank manager and said, bank manager, I'm sending you an account number. Said, with immediate alacrity, which means with immediate effect, I want you to transfer from my personal account 10 billion naira into that account. Oh, I thought you would say I receive it. He said, listen, this is what I want you to do for this person. On a monthly basis, I want you to give him a 10% interest rate. And then after 1 year, return my 10 billion into my account and let him have the rest. Some of you are saying, he's wealthy. What does he need the 10 billion back for? Well, he has done better for him. Say 10% of 10 billion over 1 year is 12 billion. So on a monthly basis, this man gets an alert on his phone that he has gotten a credit, penge, of 1 billion naira credit. See, some of us who run accounts back home in Nigeria, we get an alert on a regular basis. You get the alert, penge,
you know, stamp duty removed. You get another alert, penge, VAT on stamp duty removed. You get another alert, penge, account maintenance charges removed. You get another alert, penge, and you begin to wonder, oh boy, who did I offend? The little money I have in my accounts, they've almost withdrawn everything. But this man, without hustle, without struggle, without going to work, without lifting a finger, he gets an alert every month, penge, 1 billion naira credited. Can I pray for somebody here today? In the name of the Lord of hosts, what other people are struggling to achieve, it will begin to chase after you. In 1 year, he went from zillionaire to multi-billionaire. Some of you are here tonight. You know your situation. You know your circumstances. You are faking it until you make it. I have good news for you tonight. You shall no longer fake it. You will begin to make it. If you believe so, let your amen be loud and clear. As I conclude, after God takes care of the old era and ushers you into a new era, the era of emancipation, the era of prosperity, the era of jubilation, you will begin to notice all those turning points in your family, the turning point in destiny, the turning point in fortune. But there's one more era that God has reserved for your enemies. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 18, 17 to 41, 1 Kings chapter 18, 17 to 41, Elijah faced his enemies, 850 of them in total. And in one day, he was able to get rid of them. For many years, they had been terrorizing the church, the people of God. But in one day, Elijah was able to take care of all his enemies. And God brought all his enemies into shame. There's one era that God has remained, that he has kept and reserved for your enemies. And that is the humiliation era.
Amen.
Oh, I thought your amen would be louder than that.
Amen.
All those who have been asking, where is your God? They have been mocking you. You go to church every day. You sweep. You arrange chairs. You fast. You pray. What do you have to show for it? I have good news for you. I have bad news for them. All those who have been asking, where is your God? They will enter into their humiliation. That's why in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 to 10, 1 Samuel 2, 1 to 10, after many years of Peninnah mocking Hannah, when her Samuel showed up, Peninnah could no longer speak anymore. Hannah now opened her mouth in verse 3 and said, come here, come here, come here, Peninnah or Banana or whatever they call you. All this time you have been yearning rubbish, I've been watching you, I've been keeping quiet. It's because my mouth was not yet enlarged over my enemies. But I have now entered into a new era. And my mouth has now been enlarged over my enemies. So Anna said, listen, talk no more exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. Translation in my mind is this, Peninnah, come here. All this time you have been yearning rubbish. Let me see you open your mouth one more time and see if I will not woe you and see if I will not slap the thing out of your mouth. Because God has now enlarged her mouth over her enemies. Why? Because she entered into a new era. And Peninnah entered into a humiliation era. Rise to your feet tonight. Lift up your hands to the Most High God. And cry from the bottom of your heart. And say, Father. Oh, cry like you mean business. Say, Father. This very night.
This very night.
Let me enter into a new era. Spiritually, physically, financially, materially, economically. Go ahead and talk to the Most High God. This very night, oh Lord, usher me into a new era in my life. I am tired of the era of failure. I'm tired
tired of years of poverty. I'm tired of years of stagnancy. I'm tired of years of barrenness. All shining to a new era, O Lord. A new era of success. A new era of joy. A new era of prosperity. A new era of promotion. A new era of progress. A new era of fulfillment. Usher me into a new era in my life. Let there be a turning point in my destiny, Lord. Let there be a turning point in my family. Let there be a turning point in my country. Give me a brand new name. Give me a brand new name, O Lord. Realign my destiny tonight. Oh, realign my destiny tonight. Make me a nation, my Father, my God. Make me a father of many nations. Let there be a turning point in my future. All those who have been asking, where is my God? Let them enter into their humiliation era. All those who have been mocking me, let them enter into their humiliation era. All those who have been making fun of me, let me have the last laugh over them. Let me have the last laugh over them. Baka baka shiro. Baka baka shiro. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Let your amen be full of fire.
Amen.
Let God hear your amen loud and clear.
Amen.
Let your amen shake the foundations of heaven.
Amen.
With your hands lifted up to the heavens. Father, I speak over your children tonight. Whosoever's amen can reach your ears in heaven right now. This very moment, O Lord, let there be a turning point in their destiny.
Yeah!
Whosoever's amen can swallow up that of their neighbor. Father, let there be a turning point in their family.
Yeah!
Whosoever's amen is the loudest and the longest, O Lord. Let there be a turning point in their fortune.
Amen.
From this moment, Lord, let them enter into their emancipation era.
Amen.
Usher them into their prosperity era.
Amen.
Let them enjoy their jubilation era.
Amen.
And every single one of their enemies, enemies of progress, enemies of joy, enemies of peace, enemies of prosperity, enemies of long life, let all of them enter into their humiliation era.
Amen.
From this moment henceforth, anytime I hear about your children, let it be good news.
Amen.
Let it be testimony.
Amen.
All to the glory of your name.
Amen.
To the shame of the devil.
Amen.
And to the joy of your children.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your holy name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Why don't you go ahead and give the Lord a round of applause.
Let's jump those up on the things that the Lord knows. Let's stretch our hands towards the man of God. Pray that, Father, the anointing upon the life of your son will increase. It will not diminish.